ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्ण। गुड मॉर्निंग। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 7 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ किंग भरत। टेक्स्ट नंबर 9। सिंस दिस इज अ प्रोज वी विल नॉट चैंट इट। विल आई विल जस्ट रीड द वर्स। यत्र वावा भगवान हरिर् अध्यापि तत्रेतनानं निज जनानां वात्सल्येन सन्निदाप्येन इच्छारूपेण। ट्रांसलेशन। एट पुलह आश्रम द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड हरि आउट ऑफ हिज ट्रांसेंडेंटल अफेक्शन फॉर हिज डिवोटी बिकम्स विजिबल टू हिज डिवोटी सैटिस्फाइंग हिज डिवोटीज डिजायर्स। Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Lord always exists in different transcendental forms. As stated in Brahma Samhita 5.39, Rama Dimurtishu Kalani Amena Tishthan Nana Vataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu कृष्णा स्वयं समभवत् परमापुमान्यो गोविंदमादि पुरुषं तमहं वजामि। द लॉर्ड इज सिचुएटेड एज हिमसेल्फ लॉर्ड कृष्णा द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड एंड ही इज अकंपनीड बाय हिज एक्सपेंशंस लाइक लॉर्ड राम बलदेव संकर्षण नारायण महाविष्णु एंड सो फोर्थ। द डिवोटीज वर्शिप ऑल दीज फॉर्म्स अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर लाइकिंग एंड द लॉर्ड out of his affection presents himself as archa vigraha. He sometimes presents himself personally before the devotee out of reciprocation and affection. A devotee is always fully surrendered to the loving service of the Lord, and the Lord is visible to the devotee according to the devotee's desires. He may be present in such form as Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, Lord Narsingadev, and so on. Such is the exchange of love between the Lord and his devotees. Hare Krishna. There is one story which we have all heard many times, but it's very instructive nevertheless. So we can repeat it. One time there was a king. He declared in his kingdom that he is going to give charity to anyone who comes to him. So first one man came and he said, "My dear king, I have no house." So the king said, told his minister, "Make a very nice palatial house for him." Second man came and said, "Oh my dear king, I don't have any job." The king told his minister that, "Get him a nice job in the ministry, the cabinet." Third man came and he said, "My dear king, I don't have money." So the king told his minister, "Give him some money." One man came and said, "Nobody marries me." So king said, "Okay, arrange a nice girl for him." Like that, different people came and asked for different things. Then one gentleman came and the king asked him, "What charity you want?" And he said, "I don't want anything. I just want your friendship." So the king laughed at him. King said, "Come on, young man, be practical. Ask for something tangible." He said, "No, I don't want anything. I just want your friendship." And he put his hand out. And the king said, "You are a fool. But nevertheless, because if that is your desire, no problem." He shook hands with him. And he said, "So we declare that we are friends from today." A few days passed. And as the king was thinking how this man was so foolish, he received a letter from this young man. And in this letter, this man said, "My dear king, you are my friend. I invite you home for lunch." The king immediately told his minister, "We should pay a visit to our friend. He has called me for lunch." And the minister said, "But my dear king, how can you go to his house? He is extremely poverty stricken. He doesn't have anything. It will not look good if the king goes to his house." So the king said, "Yeah, We should be of same level. So, I order you, immediately make a palatial house for him. And when that house is ready, then we will go to his house. The house was ready, then the king said, we'll go now. Minister said, but my dear king, the road is very bad. How can you go to that place? The king said, okay, make a nice road up to his house. Then the minister said, but my dear king, he doesn't have any job and people make fun of him because he's unemployed. King said, oh, how can that happen? He's my friend. You should make him a minister here in the palace. Then the minister said, but my dear king, he's so ugly, nobody marries him. Okay, arrange a nice girl for him from the royal palace to be married to him. And then the king and the minister both realized that this man was actually the smartest of all. So this story is instructive because people with petty material desires approach God for small things. But a devotee is very smart, he is very intelligent. He wants to develop a loving relationship with Krishna. And by developing that relationship, he guarantees himself eternal service of the Lord. He doesn't want anything from the Lord, he just wants to serve. But the Lord, he reciprocates with such a devotee. And this is revealed in today's verse and purport also by Srila Prabhupada, that how Krishna presents himself personally before the devotee out of reciprocation and affection. And then Prabhupada also writes that a devotee is fully surrendered and the Lord is visible to the devotee according to the devotee's desires. So such is the exchange of love between the Lord and his devotees. So this theme is also very, very beautifully described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Also in the first canto we find that this reciprocation and love of Krishna towards his devotees is revealed by Mother Earth when she is answering questions of dharma, religion. Mother Earth is in the form of a cow and dharma is in the form of a bull. And a very interesting conversation takes place between them, which reveals how Krishna has this most wonderful quality of having loving dealings with his devotees. It is explained that King Parikshit, after he took over the throne, after King Yudhishthir and all the Pandavas left the kingdom, King Parikshit got the news that Kali is entering the kingdom. So he set out to see the condition of his kingdom. And on the way, he heard people sing lot of glories about Lord Krishna. So Sudha Goswami describes very beautifully.
Saratya parshada sevana sakya dautya virasananu gamanastavana pranaman snigdeshu pandushu jagat pranatim cha vishnor bhaktim karoti nripatis charanaravinde.
Maharaj Parikshit heard about Krishna's great quality of being Saratya. Krishna was the charioteer of his friend Arjuna.
Saratya parshada sevana sakya dautya.
He was also a parshad. He was considering himself as equal to the Pandavas. And sevana, he was serving the Pandavas. Sakya, he acted as a friend. And also as Dautya. Dautya means a dhuta, a messenger. Actually, messenger is a very menial job. Like in India, they call such a person as a peon, who carries files from one office to another. So Krishna was acting as a chariot driver, as a messenger. And virasananu gamana stavana pranaman. He was also offering himself as a place of rest for Arjuna. Arjuna would sometimes lie down on his lap. This was how Krishna was reciprocating. And then, Sudha Goswami also says, Snigdeshu. The reason for all this is, Pandavas were Snigdeshu. Snigdeshu means malleable. Like, you know, we have this glue tack. So you can change it or make any shape you want from that. Completely malleable. So Pandavas were like that, Snigdeshu. They were willing to be used in any way Krishna wanted them. So they were completely malleable to the will of Krishna, and therefore Krishna also became like that with them, that he could reciprocate with them in different ways. Snigdeshu Pandushu Jagat Pranatim Cha Vishnu. And most amazingly, this is same Krishna who is Jagat Pranatim Cha Vishnu, who is worshipped by the whole world as Vishnu. And when Parikshit Maharaj heard all this, Bhaktim Karoti Nripati Charanaravinda, he was overwhelmed with loving devotion and he was shedding torrents of tears in ecstasy. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada reveals how this is the most amazing quality of Krishna. Like a chariot driver is actually a very menial job. It is said that during the war, Arjuna could not talk to Krishna. He could not communicate to Krishna. Krishna turned right or turned left because of the noise in the battlefield. So he would communicate to Krishna by kicking him. If Arjuna wanted to go on the right, he would kick on the right side. And if Arjuna wanted Krishna to take the chariot on the left side, he would kick on the left side. So that kind of position Krishna took for his dear friend Arjuna. You can imagine doing that to a taxi driver here in Bombay. Just imagine slapping him and telling him, turn right. It's impossible. We can't imagine such things, such kind of reciprocation. But here Krishna is taking that position. And therefore Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that if we simply appreciate how the Lord is dealing with these pure devotees, one can go back to Godhead. And one who knows these dealings of Krishna with his devotees becomes at once eligible to go back home, back to God. Srila Prabhupada would often tell the story of the British Prime Minister who was playing horsey with his son, with his grandson. So one very important cabinet minister came to meet the Prime Minister. But the Prime Minister's servant told the minister that the Prime Minister is very, very busy. You can't meet him now. So this minister waited. Many hours passed. And finally he was curious. So he peeped in to see what actually the Prime Minister is doing. And to his shock, he saw that the Prime Minister was playing as a horse and his grandson was seated on his back. And the grandson was telling the grandfather, "Come on, my dear horse, go fast." And this great Prime Minister was acting as a horse who was running. So Prabhupada would say this story to explain how this is how Krishna reciprocates with his very pure devotees. He takes such a position. He is malleable. Snigdeshu Pandushu. So hearing this description, King Parikshit, he continues his travels to find out what is happening. And as he is walking, he sees Dharma having a conversation with Mother Earth. Dharma is in the form of bull and Mother Earth is in the form of cow. And he sees that Mother Cow, she is crying a lot. She is shedding tears and she is extremely weak. So in that condition, Dharma, he starts questioning Mother Earth. The bull starts asking questions to Mother Earth that why are you so grief-stricken? Why are you so weak, and you have become so black. So you are definitely suffering. I can see that. But are you suffering because of some disease that you are going through internally? Or is it that you are suffering because you are remembering some loved ones who have left home? What is the reason? Are you crying because I am bull? And I have only one leg left. My three legs have been broken. So seeing my pitiable condition, are you lamenting? Or is it that now you are seeing that Kali Yuga is going to enter and unlawful meat eaters, they will be ruling the kingdom? So anticipating this, you are crying. Or are you very sorry because the demigods, they will be bereft of the share which they should get? So like this, Dharma, he starts questioning many ways. That are you crying because you are anticipating a major drought coming up? So after asking all these questions, Dharma also further questions Mother Earth by saying, women will be exploited in Kali Yuga. In the name of freedom, they will be exploited. And there will be no Brahmana class. And low-born people will take the position of Brahmanas. And they will cheat the society. Or is it that You will see that the general population is not following the regulative principles. Is that what is annoying you? And eating, sleeping, mating, defending will go on publicly everywhere without any shame. Prabhupada writes in the purport that a dog can mate in the street without hesitation. But if a human being does that, it will be considered as a nuisance. But we see in modern society, these things are happening right on the street. So he questions all this, and finally, Dharma, he starts understanding what could be the real reason why Mother Earth is crying. So anticipating this, he asks, Idam mama chakshvatavadi moolam vasundareyena vikarshitasi kalena vate balinam baliyasa surarchitam kimritamam vasobhagam. Oh, my dear mother, you are the reservoir of all riches. Now please tell me, what is the root cause of your suffering? Idam mama chakshvatavadi moolam. What is the moola cause? Root cause. Then he says, I think the real reason why you are crying is kalena vate balinam baliyasa, because of kal. Because of the influence of time, you are seeing that all your riches will be gone. There will be degradation. So is this causing you a lot of grief? This could be the actual reason. Surarchitam kimritamam basobhagam. So therefore, because of this influence of time, all your riches will go away. And therefore, you are crying. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that Krishna is so powerful that he can change the influence of time. And although, because of degradation and Kali Yuga has come, all riches have gone, but if Krishna is present in the form of his holy name and in the form of devotional service, all opulences can be regained. And then, Dharma asks a very, very important question. He says, I know why you are crying. Edvambate bhuri baravatara kritavatarasya hare dharitri antarhitasya smarati visrishtha karmani nirvana vilambitani. Oh my dear Mother Earth, kritavatarasya hare dharitri, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he came to this planet Earth. And he performed many pastimes, and he had loving dealings with all his devotees and with you also. And now what has happened? Antarhitasya smarati visrishta. He has now become antarhit. He has now disappeared. Krishna has now gone back to the spiritual world. So are you remembering him? And is that the actual reason why you are crying? Karmani nirvana vilambitani. Then he is saying, Krishna is so great that if you remember his activities, nirvana vilambitani, Krishna's activities will bypass all the benefits or all the pleasure that you can derive from nirvana, from liberation. Karmani nirvana vilambitani. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Pad gives the commentary that nirvana vilambitani means that which minimizes the value of liberation. And therefore Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that Krishna's pastimes, if you remember how Krishna was dealing with his devotees, that remembrance will defy even the pleasure derived from liberation. That is the potency of Krishna's pastimes. So this is the loving dealings of Krishna and devotees. So Dharma is anticipating that this could be the actual reason why Mother Earth is crying so much. And Krishna, in this wonderful exchange of loving dealings, he derives great pleasure. To the extent that sometimes devotees, in fact many times, devotees take a superior position. Srila Prabhupada would say a very nice story about Gopal Ban. Once the king told Gopal Ban, who was his minister, that, my dear Gopal Ban, what is the difference between you and an ass? So Gopal Ban looked at the king and he measured the distance between the two of them and he said, my dear king, the difference between me and an ass is 3.5 feet. So the joke was at the king's expense, but the king also had a hearty laugh and everybody laughed. So Prabhupada would say this story to explain how pure devotees have such loving dealings with Krishna that Krishna allows himself to be joked, ridiculed, made fun of. So Mother Earth, because Krishna had just completed his pastimes, she is remembering all this and she is shedding a lot of tears. And then she begins to reply. And first she says, yes, my dear Dharma, I am remembering Krishna. And Krishna is an ocean of unlimited qualities. And she mentions 40 qualities. How Krishna is full of cleanliness, intelligence, truthfulness, leadership, knowledge, tolerance, equanimity, joyfulness, fame, like that. She gives many, many qualities. And finally she says, and because Krishna has left, Kali's influence has spread. And therefore I am extremely sorry to see this existence. And in that purport, one of the qualities she says of Krishna is Krishna is full of knowledge. And Prabhupada, in a very, very beautiful purport, he writes, what exactly is knowledge? Generally, we think knowledge means knowing about some subject very nicely. And of course, in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada defines knowledge as knowledge of matter, knowledge of spirit, and knowledge of controller of both. And here in this purport, Prabhupada writes how knowledge is actually comprised of 5 things. Knowledge means intelligence. Knowledge means power of understanding the circumstantial environment of place, object and time. Then thirdly, knowledge means perfect knowledge of everything. Fourthly, knowledge means knowledge of self. And most importantly, the 5th point, knowledge means gratefulness. And then this point Prabhupada elaborates in the purport, that how a person is in knowledge if he is grateful. Then Prabhupada writes here, only fools are ungrateful to their benefactors. And the most amazing thing is, Krishna does not require benefit from anyone. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't require anything from anyone. He is Atmaram. Because he is full of himself, but still Krishna feels benefited by the unalloyed services of his devotees, and Krishna becomes grateful to his devotees because of their unsophisticated and unconditional service. And because of this gratitude, Krishna becomes captured by these devotees. And then he tries to reciprocate with those devotees by serving his devotees. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada says, of course, devotees have no desire to take service from Krishna. But this is the magnanimity of the Lord, that he is full of gratefulness. So how much more grateful a devotee should be for being given the rare opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness, devotional service. And then she gives she explains further about Krishna's qualities. And then finally she says, Mother Earth is explaining how, because of Krishna's absence, what difference does it make to our life? She says, Brahmadeyo bahutitam yadapanga moksha kame stapa samacharan bhagavat prapanna sashri savasam aravindavanam vihaya yat padaso bhagamalam bhajate nurakta. My dear Dharma, Krishna was so great that Lakshmiji, she is worshipped by all the different demigods because they have so many desires. And this Lakshmiji, she has left everything and she is serving Krishna. So this is how great position Krishna has. And then, this Krishna was walking on my surface. And my surface was having impressions of Krishna's lotus feet. And what does Krishna's lotus feet contain? What impressions does it contain?
Tasyahamabja kulishankushaketukete Srimat Pader Bhagavata Samalankritangi Trinatyarocha Upalabhya Tato Vibhutim Lokan Samam Vesrujotsmat Etim Tadante.
Krishna's lotus feet is decorated with the impressions of flag, thunderbolt, elephant driving rod, and lotus flower. For these impressions were on Mother Earth's body. And then she's saying, just when I was feeling I'm the most fortunate person in this creation, in the whole 14 planetary systems, because Krishna is walking on my surface, I was feeling so happy. And at that time, what happened? Krishna left. And that is why I'm crying. That is why I'm feeling so much pain. And finally, she explains this element of separation from Krishna. How separation from Krishna is the highest exhibition of devotional love for Krishna. And she's feeling this acute separation from Krishna. And in that separation, she says,
Kava saheta viraha purusho tamasya prema avaloka ruchirasmita valgu jalpe steryam samanam aharam madumanininam romotsavo mamayadangri vitankitaya.
She's telling Dharma that how can anyone tolerate separation from Krishna?
Kava saheta viraha purusho tamasya.
How can we tolerate separation? Because Krishna had many amazing qualities, and one of them was premava loka. When you glance at someone, like when we look at someone, it is ordinary look. We are just looking at someone. But when Krishna would look at someone, that avaloka, that would be premava loka, that would be filled with love. So anytime Krishna looked at anyone, that was filled with love. And not only that, ruchira. Krishna's talk was very sweet, and smita. Krishna's smile was very enchanting. So I'm remembering all this. How Krishna was casting loving glances upon everyone. How he was giving very sweet smiles. And then, valgu jalpe. Now, jalpa means talk. Now, there are different kinds of jalpa. 10 kinds of jalpa. One of them is prajalpa. Nonsense talk that we do. But here she is remembering valgu jalpa. Krishna had the quality of valgu jalpa. Valgu jalpa means the ability to speak sweet words in such a way that you can convince someone. And he would use this for what purpose? Steryam samanam aharam madumani neenam. He would use this quality to tame the anger of his most beloved queen like Satyabhama. Satyabhama would be very angry with Krishna sometimes. So Krishna, Prabhupada says in one purport that Krishna was the perfect henpecked husband. So he would use all his different skills to pacify Satyabhama and convince her about whatever he wanted to express. And then Mother Earth is saying, so I'm remembering all these conversations of Krishna with Satyabhama. I'm remembering Krishna's smile, Krishna's laughter. And as I'm remembering this, romotsavo, that the hairs on my body are standing on end, and I am not able to tolerate this separation. Srila Prabhupada, many times we hear Prabhupada saying that Bhagavatam purports are my devotional ecstasies. So Prabhupada's ecstasy is revealed here in this purport when he is comparing the queens of Dwarka with Mother Earth. He says, generally, who do you think is more fortunate? The queens of Dwarka or Mother Earth? Somebody might say queens of Dwarka because Krishna was their husband, naturally. So they are more fortunate than Mother Earth. But Prabhupada says, Mother Earth is more fortunate. Why? Because she is feeling more separation from Krishna than others. Again, somebody might say, no, but the queens of Dwarka, they are queens of Krishna. So they are feeling more separation. Prabhupada says, no. Mother Earth is feeling more separation because Krishna would sometimes leave Dwarka and go to Hastinapur. So the queens of Dwarka, they had experienced separation from Krishna earlier also. But even if he went to Hastinapur, where was he walking? Where was he going? He was always on the planet Earth. So Mother Earth never for a moment was separated from Krishna. Therefore, when Krishna actually left this planet, she was feeling maximum separation. She was feeling most intense separation. Therefore, her separation is most acute. Of course, this is the highest Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy of rendering loving devotional service in separation. Because our Goswamis have taught that rendering devotional service in separation is the highest, also because it keeps us humble. The sages, they always feel that I have Krishna. But devotees are always feeling that they don't have Krishna. They are aspiring to take association of Krishna. Prabhupada said, serving in separation is safe. Serving Krishna in separation is safe. One time Srila Prabhupada was in Madras and Prabhupada had one very nice deity of Krishna. He gave it as a gift to Saraswati, who was daughter of Malti and Shyam Sundar. And she was playing with the doll, Krishna's deity, and one day Prabhupada stole it from her. And Prabhupada hid it behind himself. And then she came looking for the deity, Krishna's deity, and one day Prabhupada stole it from her. And Prabhupada hid it behind himself. And then she came looking for the deity, pulling them. Give me my Krishna. I want Krishna. Where is Krishna? Krishna, Krishna. She was just saying. And seeing the desperation, Prabhupada was continuously laughing. Seeing this small 3-year-old girl's desperation to get Krishna, Prabhupada was very amused. And Prabhupada was saying, this is pure devotional service. Hankering for Krishna. And then Malati told Saraswati, that Saraswati, who here has Krishna? Who is the only person who can give Krishna? And when she asked like that, Saraswati understood. She said, Prabhupada, Prabhupada has Krishna. She ran towards Prabhupada and she said, Prabhupada, give me my Krishna, give me Krishna. And then finally Prabhupada put his hand behind and got the deity and gave it to her. And she immediately grabbed the deity and ran. Of course, this is a very sweet and simple and innocent pastime. But this reveals how devotees always aspire to serve Krishna in this mood. Because this mood is very, very pleasing to Krishna. Like somebody might wonder that the Goswamis, they were having Krishna in front of them. And they are saying, where is Krishna? Like we sing this bhajan. Hey Radhe, Braja Devi Kecha Lalite, Hey Nanda Shuno Kutha. Oh Krishna, where are you? Radharani, where are you? They are right there. Krishna is right there. But still they are feeling, this is compared to the loss of a diamond. Like if somebody is told here that there is a diamond piece and you have to search in this room, we will be very desperate to search for the diamond. But imagine you already had that diamond and then you lost it in this room. And then when you are searching for it, there will be more desperation than the first case when you never had a diamond and you are searching for it. So the Goswamis who are loving Krishna in separation, they are in this mood. Oh, I had Krishna, but where is Krishna? I don't have him. So in that desperation, they are looking for Krishna and they are remembering Krishna. And at our level, how can we experience Krishna reciprocating with us? Because many people might feel that, is this practical? You know, Krishna has such loving dealings with the Brijvasis. He has such loving dealings with the queens of Dwarka. But I am a Kanishta Bhakta, I am a Sadhaka, I am struggling. How will Krishna reciprocate with me? How can I have a relationship with Krishna? This is revealed by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He got orders from Lord Nityananda to go to Vrindavan. And then he compiled Chaitanya Charitamrita and he writes that I am a very, very low-born person. Jagai madai oite muise papishta
Puri Shera Kita Hoite Mui Sela Agishta.
I am more sinful than Jagai and Madai.
Jagai Madai Hoite Mui Se Papishta.
Nobody is as sinful as me. Jagai and Madai are nothing. And how sinful am I? How fallen am I?
Puri Shera Kita Hoite Mui Sela Agishta.
I am like a kita in the stool. I am like a worm in the stool. I am worse than a worm in the stool. And anybody who chants my name, he will lose all pious credits. Anybody who hears me, he will become sinful. So I have no hope. I am so fallen. I am so degraded. So how can I ever have loving relationship with Krishna? What is my hope? So he expresses his hope in the next verse. He says, my hope is Lord Nityananda.
Emona durgrana more keba kripa kore ek nityananda binu jagata bitare.
I am so fallen that nobody can deliver me in this creation. Ek nityananda binu jagata bitare. Only Lord Nityananda can deliver me. So Lord Nityananda has been so merciful that he has now sent me to Vrindavan. And I am here in this most sacred Brajabhumi compiling Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then he reveals Lord Nityananda's mercy upon him. What is Krishna's mercy upon a living entity? That Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami reveals by saying,
Mopapishta anilena Shri Vrindavan Moena adame dilo Shri Rupa Charan.
I am so fallen, I have no hope, mo papishta anilena, but still, what has Nityananda Prabhu given me?
Mo papishta anilena, Shri Vrindavan.
He has given me Vrindavan Dham. I am not qualified for this. However, Lord Nityananda's mercy is even more great, not simply because he has given me Vrindavan. He has given me something very special. What is that?
Mopapishta anilena Shri Vrindavan Moena adame dilo Shri Rupa Charan.
I am adhama, I am low born, but he has given me Shri Rupa Charan. He has given me shelter of Rupa Goswami. So a devotee, he is receiving Krishna's mercy by receiving shelter of devotees. And then he reveals how, because he has got shelter of devotees, he is the most fortunate person.
यहां होते पायनु रघुनाथ महाशय यहां होते पायनु श्री स्वरूप आश्रय.
I have come to Vrindavan, and what have I got in Vrindavan? I have got Radha Madan Mohan. I have got Raghunath Mahashay.
यहां होते पायनु रघुनाथ महाशय.
I got association of Raghunath Das Goswami. And Kaviraj Goswami heard his Bhagavatam classes every day, morning 3 hours and evening 3 hours, and he made notes. And that's how we compiled. And then he's saying,
Yaha hoite painu shri swarupa ashray.
I also got shelter of Swarup Damodar. So devotee, he feels that shelter of devotees is reciprocation of Krishna. Also in the first canto, Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport that how can we know that Krishna is reciprocating with us? The fact that we are rendering service to devotees is Krishna's direct reciprocation with us. So therefore, we simply have to aspire for pure devotional service, and then Krishna, he gives us shelter of devotees. And in that association, we get Krishna. Therefore, at our level, rendering loving devotional service to devotees is the safest and surest way to experience the presence of Krishna in our lives. I remember one Russian devotee. He was an ordinary devotee doing book distribution for many years. Ananda Pragyat Prabhu from same FR Poles temple in Russia. He was like any other sadhaka, any other ordinary devotee. He was not experiencing bhav or Krishna prem, at least apparently. And he was simply serving his guru's mission. And he was distributing Prabhupada's books every day, faithfully. for many years. And he was a very simple and humble devotee, always in the background. And in 1994, he developed a very serious cancer, malignant tumor. And then he was, and suddenly because of that cancer spreading, he was screaming in pain. And he would only be shouting, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. That pain was too much for him to take. His right hand would always be in the bead bag. And he would be screaming in pain. And at that time of his life, he had very, very intimate association of all the devotees. All the devotees were there with him in the temple. They would serve him. And he had a lot of reciprocation with the devotees. So this went on for a few months. And finally, when the time came for him to leave the body, and for the last many days, because of that cancer, he just wouldn't get up from the bed. He was very weak. His face had become completely forlorn. His eyes had sunk in. He was very weak. And many devotees were wondering, actually. Somebody might think, why does Krishna do this with these devotees? So Anand Pragya Prabhu went through all this. And as he was giving up his body, miraculously, just a few seconds before he left the body, suddenly his face lit up. And he had a big smile on his face. His eyes became big. And his hand, right hand was on the bead bag. And he took out his left hand. And he made that thumbs up sign. And like when you get something, you do like this. Yes, I got it. So he made, and he was always in pain. And at this last moment, he just did like this. Yes. Thumbs. And then he winked at the devotees. And then he said, Prabhus, the process is perfect. Prabhupada has not cheated us. Hari bol. And then he left his body. Of course, we might not die like that. But the point is, this reveals something very, very interesting, that process is perfect. And at that stage of his life, he could remember, he could feel Krishna reciprocating. So we simply have to faithfully carry out the services that are told in the mission of Srila Prabhupada and in the association of devotees, then we can also experience Krishna reciprocating. So it's all a question of faith. And also, some devotees requested to tell me this nice story. There was one young boy, he was actually a drug addict and was a drug peddler. And he went to the best British school in England. And he was a born atheist. And he was selling drugs in the school. And he was caught by the police authorities, the school authorities. And he was banned. As a young teenager, he was already going to liquor bars. And he had all kinds of horrible habits. And one day, his father was a businessman. His father was dealing with chandeliers. So his father got a contract from the Bhaktivedanta Manor in London. So his father went to the manor to have final contract, final agreement. So he took his son along with him. And both of them were atheists. So the son went and they were sitting in the temple hall. And the father went out to have a dealing with the temple authorities. And this boy was alone in the temple hall. And at that time the curtain opened. It was 4:30, Vaikalika offering. There was nobody else in the temple hall. And as the curtain opened, and the kirtan started, and he saw Radha Gokulananji and Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman. For no reason, he started crying wildly. He started sobbing and he became hysterical, as if a lost child has found his parents. And since that day, he became so obsessed that he would want to come to the manor every Sunday. And his parents would just refuse. So somehow he would come hitchhiking, then somebody would drop him back. And this went on for many years. And today, around 8 years later, his whole family is devotee. His parents, mother, father, wife, everyone. And he is also served as the chairman of the Pandav Sena there. He's a very, very senior devotee. He gives powerful classes, does radio shows, TV shows. So his life has transformed dramatically. So Krishna is very merciful. We don't know how he'll reciprocate with whom, in what way. We simply have to execute devotional service in the association of devotees, and we can also experience these wonderful loving exchanges with Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Guruji, I wanted to know that when Krishna reciprocates with us, how do we remain grateful even though, like, you know, we don't want to be attached to enjoying that reciprocation. We don't want to accept that service from Krishna. We don't want to become attached to it. But at the same time, we don't want to forget Krishna either. So how do we, you know, express our gratitude to Krishna? Thank you for giving me this nice reciprocation. But at the same time, not try to take that and enjoy it.
By accepting what Krishna has given, we can reciprocate with Krishna. And we can express our gratitude to Krishna by serving his devotees. Krishna is most pleased when we have loving relationship with his devotees. So by rendering service to his devotees, we please Krishna. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was give a very beautiful example on the day of Lalita Vishaka installation about Ramananda Rai. He was the governor of Madras province, but he was born in a Shudra caste. So Lord Chaitanya had such amazing, such loving relationship with him. But because of this dealing, King Prataprudra got mercy. Now Lord Chaitanya was not wanting to give mercy to King Prataprudra. King Prataprudra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he is a worldly man, he is a king, and I won't give him mercy. And King Prataprudra was a pure devotee. He actually wanted Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So when Ramananda Rai came to Kovur, they met Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya saw him. Both of them became ecstatic and they ran towards each other and they embraced. So it is explained by Kaviraj Goswami, Eta sanyasera teja deki brahma sam shudra alingya kene korena krandhan. So when Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced, everybody thought, oh my God, this is a great sannyasi. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a great sannyasi, and look at the teja coming out of his body. Sakshat Brahman has appeared. But we are wondering, Shudra Alingya Kene Korena Krandan. Shudra Alingya. Why is he embracing a Shudra, low born person? And why is he crying so much? So they could not reconcile to the fact that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi and Ramananda Rai is a Shudra. And why they are having this dealing. And then Lord Chaitanya understood that these people are watching. So what did he do immediately? He controlled his ecstasy. Yei mata vipragan bhava more man vijatiya loke dekhi prabhu kaile samarpan. So he saw these people and immediately vijatiya loke dekhi. He saw all these brahmanas as vijatiya. Generally, if we belong to the same caste, we say sajatiya, we are same caste. If somebody is of different caste, we say he is vijatiya. And interestingly, Lord Chaitanya is a brahmana, sannyasi, and these brahmanas are also brahmanas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should have thought that they are also sajatiya, they are also same. But he is considering them as vijatiya and Ramananda Rai as his own confidential associate. And then they had wonderful conversation, Krishna Katha. And then Ramananda Rai gave up everything and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu full time. And when he went to King Prataprudra to take his blessing, Prataprudra said, oh, you are going to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I give you full blessing and full permission. Not only that, I will give you increment in your pay. And lifelong you will get pension and everything. You just go and serve Mahaprabhu. So when Ramananda Rai came and told this to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so happy. He said, Prataprudra, King Prataprudra did this. Then he decided to give him mercy. So Lord Chaitanya became ecstatic to know that King Prataprudra has served his pure devotee. So we can also reciprocate with the Lord by serving other devotees who are very dear to the Lord. One time Srila Prabhupada said that if you actually know whom you are living with, whom you are next to, the person, if you actually know the person who is seated next to you, what is his constitutional position? Who is he in the spiritual world? You will faint. For the point is, every devotee is a special devotee. So by serving them, we can please Krishna. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuran ki jai.